Nope.
Hello, dear listener. It's April 1st, and that means today is the day of a major holiday that I think deserves a lot more recognition. If you're thinking about April Fool's Day, you'd be wrong, but it does relate. You see, certain ancient cultures, including that of my own, the Assyrians, celebrate New Year's Day on April 1st. But in the year 1582, Pope Gregory VIII ordered a new calendar, the Gregorian calendar, to replace the old Julian calendar. This new calendar called for New Year's Day to be celebrated on January 1st. Naturally, a lot of people who were not used to that or did not like that change resisted, and the people who didn't resist started making fun of these traditionalists, sending them on, quote, fool's errands or trying to trick them into believing something else. Eventually, the practice was spread throughout Europe and is now known today as April Fool's Day. I, for one, am ashamed to admit I've participated in April Fool's Day in the past, but now I say no more. This podcast episode is in honor of my people's New Year, and will be centered around the myths and urban legends that are ingrained in our culture. I had to do some digging for this one, and I came back with some that are really weird, even for me. I also want to acknowledge that these beliefs may be present in a variety of geographically similar cultures, and I am in no way claiming them to be exclusively that of the Assyrians. With that said, cut off the lights, pull up the blanket, and enjoy these five creepy Assyrian superstitions. Number 1. Chewing gum at night. It is considered bad luck to chew gum at night during a special occasion, such as a big date. According to this superstition, chewing the gum at night somehow transforms it into human flesh. I've also heard that it transforms it into human bones at times, as opposed to flesh. So that weird aftertaste when the spearmint is gone just may be something sinister. You'll notice as these go on that there is a trend of forbidden activities at night. Speaking of which, Number 2. Whistling at night. Whistling at night is seen as an invitation for ghosts, demons, and even snakes to enter your home. It is thought that by creating this tale, children would be more afraid to make noise at night. Many people I asked told me, without skipping a beat, that doing so will even call the devil to enter your home. Since learning about this particular superstition, I've learned that in the Navajo culture, whistling at night attracts the attention of skinwalkers, because they primarily communicate through whistling at night. Now, this is a bit off topic, but I've heard theories that there is some type of blood relation that we haven't discovered between Assyrians and the Native Americans. I'm just saying, this might be one of the clues. Number 3. Other nighttime no-nos. Some other forbidden activities that were brought up, but unable to be further explained, included eating onions at night, crying at night, using scissors at night, and showering on Saturday nights specifically. Doing so is apparently a surefire way to bring bad luck onto yourself. If I would have to guess, I would say that the legend has to do with the Christian day of rest being on Sunday. One particularly chilling one is sewing at night. Doing so will cause you to have nightmares of your face being disfigured. Do it enough, and the wounds will eventually become real. Number 4. Leaving your sandals upside down. Most of the people I asked said that doing this will cause you to experience a general state of bad luck. One person, though, claimed that doing this is actually a way of inviting the devil into your home. So damn it, leave your sandals upright like the good Lord intended. And number 5. forbidden actions while sleeping. Sleeping in all black is considered to be a way to curse yourself. Sleeping with socks on will cause you to slowly lose your sight and go blind. That one isn't so weird, and I've heard it from non-Assyrians all the time. But the really weird one, though, is directed towards new, first-time mothers. My mother in particular was warned of this. She was told by a friend when I was born that she should not sleep on her back for the first 40 days of my life. Doing so will entice and invite the spirit of a deranged and/or demon-possessed woman to break into our home at night, choke my mother to death, and eventually steal me away. My mother tells me she had nightmares of this woman after hearing about her. While I'm sure the nightmares were induced simply from the fear, it does send a chill up my spine. Even further research led me to an ancient Mesopotamian demon known as Lamashtu. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, Lamashtu, in ancient Mesopotamian religion, was the daughter of the sky god Anu, and was feared as the most terrible of all female demons. Lamashtu was known to perpetrate a variety of evil deeds. She killed children, drank the blood of men. She disturbed sleep and brought nightmares. She killed off foliage and infected rivers. She bound the muscles of men. She brought disease and sickness. And last but not least, she caused pregnant women to miscarry. Lamashtu was often portrayed as a lion or bird-headed female figure kneeling on a donkey. She held a double-headed serpent in each hand as she nursed wild animals such as dogs or pigs. Now, I cannot really confirm that there is any connection between the story my mother was told and the legend of Lamashtu, but the fact that both these stories exist is enough to make me think twice before going to the bathroom at night, the mantra of Nope Too Creepy. I mean, think about it. Ancient Mesopotamia was ruled by the Assyrians for a while, so it's not crazy to think that there would be some roots between their lore and our modern-day lore. And since this entity preys on pregnant women and babies, according to what I've read, it's not crazy to think that there may be some connection. Well, there you have it, everyone. 5 creepy Assyrian superstitions that are still believed to be true today, according to some people at least. While the origins are, for the most part, a mystery, I can't deny that I found myself believing some of these at some point in my life. Also, if you're interested, I recently wrote an original horror story that revolves around Lamashtu. The story is currently live on the Nope Too Creepy YouTube channel. Link in the show notes. Until next time, everyone. This is Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. Have a happy new year, and I'll be seeing you in the next episode.
Nope.